Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this session of the Power of Your Story Summit. I'm excited to have our next guest speaker with us today. It's someone that I've been following for a while. I've listened to her podcast, her YouTube channel, been to a couple of her sessions. So I have known her for a while and actually just did a recording with her for the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. But I'm excited to have her back again as a speaker for the summit today. Welcome, Deneen TB.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. I love seeing your beautiful face all the time. So it's a good thing we stay connected.
Exactly. And you know, to be honest, Deneen, I don't even know how we originally connected. I don't know where the original connection piece was. I know we've been connected for a while, but to give you the origin story of how we connected, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was before or after or during different things that we've done together. You were in a Bible study with that I was leading, but I don't even know. I think it was even before that. So, you know, it's just we keep connecting, and that must be a God thing. I always have
absolutely it's definitely a God thing. I believe in divine connections, and we have a divine connection for sure. So let me share a little bit more about Deneen TB. Deneen helps professional and entrepreneurial Christian women create sustainable, personalized faith rhythms that actually fit their lives so they can grow spiritually without guilt, overwhelm, or burnout. If you've ever felt like your faith life doesn't quite match your real life, especially in your business or career, you're not alone. Most faith growth advice is a one size fits all, but God didn't design you like everyone else. That's why she created the Personalized Faith Plan, a spirit-led, design-based path to realignment. I love that. Welcome to the summit again, Deneen TB. So I always love to start off every session with something interesting, maybe different, maybe fun that you can share with the audience, because I always say that people connect over those things. Like, we think it's weird or silly or different, but someone will listen and be like, oh, gosh, she's just like me. Or, oh, my gosh, that's really interesting. I did that, or I'd love to do that. So I'd love to have you share a fun fact or an interesting fact about yourself that you would love to share with the audience.
Well, everyone can hear that I don't have any kind of accent except an American accent, but I don't actually live in North America anymore. I have been married to my Colombian husband. We celebrated our 37th wedding anniversary yesterday, and we now live back in Colombia in the heart of coffee country. And so anything I do, I can also do in Spanish. So if someone's out there going, I would love to be a part of something, but I'm not so sure about my English, I've got you, girl. I've got you.
I love that. And that's an interesting fact. I did not know about you that you've been married for 37 years. That is amazing. I'm actually percolating an idea for a podcast. I'm newly married, so I'm new to this whole thing. And God put it on my spirit to do a podcast to interview established married couples being married 10 plus years who are happily married. So I'll definitely have to reach out to you about that, because you're 37
Another
years.
Another connection point.
Exactly. That is amazing. I love hearing these stories of marriages that have withstand the test of time, I would say, for sure. So we're here actually to talk about the power of your story. And we have this entire summit, sharing people's story and why the power of your story is so important. So I'd love to start off by just asking you, why do you think that your story is powerful? Anyone that's listening, why is their story powerful? Why is your story powerful?
The first thing I think of is myself and my entrepreneurial journey. And I didn't share lots of things about myself at the beginning, but I think it's really important that we decide, not that we have to have every story of our struggles and all those things, that we don't need to tell all of them, but we need to choose which ones can help someone else. And I think a lot of times we just think that, oh, everybody else has probably gone through this, or everybody else has overcome this, and it's not really that important. And I think that God gives us each a specific story, specific events, circumstances, situations that we do overcome with His power. And it is meant for us to share, because we will connect with someone because of our story, because not everyone is our client, not everyone is who we're supposed to serve. But if we don't tell our story, if we don't tell our struggles, then those people can't hear us and they won't get the help that they need.
I love that because it's so true that some people just don't hear you until they hear your story, right? Sometimes you're not relatable or people can't connect to you until you actually share something about you. So I love that you said initially you kind of didn't do that, right? You weren't sharing much about yourself, but then you decided to step into the power of your story and the ability to connect with people. And it really is just a level of authenticity. It's a level of just being genuine. So I love that. And I think that for those who are listening, it's a matter of just really identifying the stories that God wants you to share, right? There's lots of stories that we probably have in our life, but what are those key stories? What are those key things that can impact someone and help that particular person overcome something? What are those key stories that you can share? Which actually brings me to what this whole session is about, which is the sharing of your story. So you were alluding to the importance of sharing your story and kind of talked about why it's important to share your story. Let's go a little bit deeper on that. Why do you think that people kind of need to overcome maybe a fear of being vulnerable, a fear of letting people know certain aspects of them? Why is that sharing part so important?
I always like to say that we can pick the stories again that are going to be helpful. When I share about things and seasons in my own work and business where I felt uncertain, or that even good things like a right opportunity that God presented, or a right client, or anything like that, when you're telling those stories, like you said already, they make you become relatable. And what you're really doing, especially as believers, is you are talking and testifying to God's faithfulness in everything that you do. They can see how you were resilient. They can see how you were patient. They can see all of these fruits of the Spirit in you through your stories, because it's looking back. And of course, when we look back, that's our 2020 vision. We can look at, what we learned, what we can take away, how do we show up in that situation? And we have to remember too that we're also mirroring what Christ did. I mean, he told parables, he told stories, he wanted people to relate to him. So we are the same way. We can decide what stories are really going to resonate with the people that we're trying to reach. Because the fact that, for example, that I was a homeschool mom is not something that I'm going to put out there, because it's not necessarily going to relate to who I'm trying to attract now. But I will tell you that it is a little piece of my story that I tell sometimes personally, because someone will say, "Well, I'm just a homeschool mom." And then I go, "Oh, wait a minute, I've been there, done that." So again, we don't have to put every story out there for everyone, but having those stories and knowing what you're willing to share is really important. And you don't have to share all your ugly bumps and bruises. You do want to share your lessons.
Yeah, I agree. But even if you do share some of the messy side, right? People understand, like, hey, I'm in the middle of a mess right now. She just told me about all the mess that she had in her story and how she got through it and how she overcame. And that to me now inspires me in my messiness. So I love that. And I love your example because, yes, Jesus is our master storyteller, right? When you think about all the stories in the New Testament and how Jesus was able to share and relate to people and relay principles and key things, it was all masterful storytelling, right? That's how he got his point across. And as you were speaking, one of the stories that popped in my mind was when a particular person was crippled, and they were like, "What did this per the disciples were like, what did this person do to deserve to be crippled?" Or, they thought it was a sin or something, a curse on the family. And Jesus was like, "No, this is about glorifying God. Like, this person was actually purposed to show God's glory through this issue that they have." And it's the same thing with our stories, that our stories are actually purposed to show God's glory. So it's not like, oh, she went through that because X, Y, or Z or ABC. No, that story was actually to glorify God and to show God's glory in her story. So I love that you shared that about the importance of sharing your story.
I think it's
So
important too. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I think it's important too that once you decide which stories are relevant to the audience that you are in front of or the people you want to attract, I think it's
yeah.
also important to really write them out, make them concise, make them bullet pointed so that you can tell them in a great way. And I'm not saying everyone has to be the master storyteller, but it does have to be curated. You, if you go on and on and on and on, and I don't know if you've ever been with someone who's just gone on and on with all the itty-gritty details, you lose people. So you really do have to kind of have a little bit of creativity with that. And sometimes we need a little extra help with that as
Yes, exactly. And
well.
that's exactly why we have a whole session in the summit called The Art of Storytelling, right? So it
Exactly.
really breaks down how to tell a story in a way that's impactful and powerful and to the point and not, laboring the point. So yeah, I agree with you 110%. There is an art to your storytelling, and that's exactly why we have some speakers on the summit that's actually talking about the art of storytelling. So I love that you
That's good.
pointed that out. So your particular topic and what you're going to be sharing with us today is faith at work, the power of your story to influence the marketplace. So it really is all about how your story can influence the marketplace. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that. What does that mean, faith at work, the power of your story to influence the marketplace?
Okay, so we've really already talked about the fact that it's really important, especially because I'm specifically talking about work or business. Even if you're at a job where you're leading a team, these stories can help them become a better team and to help people be more vulnerable with you, so that you aren't getting the conflicts that can happen. So we really already looked at that a little bit. And I wanted to talk about the fact, and again, to say that I did not share every single story at the beginning. For a long time, I didn't share a lot of about my personal physical life. 'Cause and so, but when I opened that up, it became really a crucial part of how people related to me. But what I wanted to really give an example of kind of what a story would look like using my own story. I call it from setback to strategy. And again, I just talked about the fact of curating that. So if you're listening to that art one, this might come in really handy as an example. We feel afraid to tell those problems that we've had, especially if we're an entrepreneur or we've, lost a job or we've lost a position or something like that. But that is all part of growing us into the next thing that God has for us. So I want to talk about the fact that in about 2014, I had a business and educational center, two floors, 1400 square feet. It was beautiful. I had a group of women I was networking with. They all had, their things out so people could network with them. I had space for people for their meetings and all that kind of stuff. And about 18 months into it, I had to close it. And it was something where I was like, I knew that God told me to do this. And I was very confused. I was distraught. I was devastated and feeling like a failure. Now, can anybody relate to that kind of story, right? So I licked my wounds for a couple of months, and I just always remember feeling like I was on the edge of a cliff with a big cavern in front of me, that God wanted me to do something really great, really wonderful for professional and business women. And I was always afraid. I was like, oh Lord, this door is now closed. Did I take the wrong step? But did I really fall into that cavern instead of walking across it? Where are the stepping stones that I need to get into the right place? Well, it was a lesson. The doors close. What does that mean? We always have to look at those things as well. And when we're telling the story of it, I'm kind of going back and forth, I know. When you're telling the story of it, you need to give people time to listen, to relate. You don't just rush through all of the points that you're making. So, what did I realize at this point? Realize that God was asking me to do something deeper, not bigger in the sense of I couldn't do it, but I had proven myself to be obedient because I knew he wanted me to open that center, but that wasn't the end of the road for me. So, what happened? Well, I got the desires of my heart. I actually got to write a book, which led to my coaching. It led to even being able to clarify my voice. And I became pretty much a speaker at that time as well. If anyone knows, when you write a book, you got to talk about it. So that kind of thing. And it actually opened me up to a broader audience because I became more online. I was going across the country at the time, speaking at different groups, and I just wasn't in my little networking group in, outside Detroit, Michigan. So very, very quietly, I can look back and see that God was planting me into the things that I do today and growing that audience that now pays attention to me. And maybe along the way is where you came across me, Nadine. I am not sure. But I remember thinking that my heart has always been for women to be able to share their faith in really creative, unique, and bold ways. And my personalized faith plan was born way back then, but I wasn't ready for it quite yet, right? So what did I learn when I first started with the PFP? Because I started the PFP in 2015 and it didn't really take off, right? So what did I learn? Well, I learned that, well, what happened? First of all, my first website really flopped, and I realized that just because you build it does not mean they will come. And then my perfect branding also flopped because I was providing something I knew women needed, but it is not what they wanted. And that was a very big lesson. And of course, my center closed, but that was for obedience. I knew that. And God wanted transformation for me. So what was I? I had to go back and I had to reevaluate who I was. What had God put in me? What are my gifts? What are my talents? What are my abilities? What are the things that I know how to do? I'm a teacher. I'm a strategist. I'm a creative. I'm also an administrator. I know some of those don't all go together, but that's how God designed me. So God was really revealing the audience that I now have. The power of telling your story means that you can start to take all of these pieces of your life, and there's much more to this story, obviously, but it's really organizing and pulling from all of those experiences that really bring you to a place where you feel comfortable and you can take people on that journey with you. And because my personal mission statement is to help people build their faith and be able to go out and do their own personal great commission, as I call it. I need to tell people my own story of how I got to this place. And so when I started to talk about my MS story, getting multiple sclerosis, and how that changed how I looked at growing my faith life, it just added to what was already in my heart, because I had done it for myself so long ago. So the personalized faith plan was just a natural outgrowth of that. But if I hadn't told that story, and I remember the first time I told the story, I was in St. Louis and I was doing a presentation for a group. And I said, at that time, I think it was like 12 years ago, now it's 23 years ago. And I said that I had multiple sclerosis, and the entire room gasped. And I remember going, no, it's okay. And I did like a little dance and turned around because they thought that there was something wrong. And I'm like, no, God has protected me. But I just remember that after that opened up, telling that story and being vulnerable, almost every woman that I meet will tell me a story about someone who has an illness or they have an illness, and that we can still do things for God, even though we think we're limited and we need to figure out what that is. So for me, it's been a really great story for what God has me to do. And I love presenting and I love having these stories because they are impactful in the marketplace. This is not something that we just do it for ourselves, but you sit in front of a room full of business women, entrepreneurs, professionals, and you share. And when you share, they're willing to share. And I think that that's been the biggest thing for me, is loving doing that, because I started with business women, helping them craft their perfect business based on God's design of them. But really, it's always been that intersection between faith and business. And when you tell personal stories, because it's not, we don't have, we can't compartmentalize our lives anymore. We have to come at everything authentically. And only by telling stories can we do that. Again, curate them, do the ones that you want. I did a workshop one time actually doing this, like, how do we choose those stories and how that will make an impact? Because not everything that you've gone through needs to make an impact in the marketplace if that's where God has you. It's the same if you're in a ministry, though. If you're in a ministry, think about what have you gone through? What has God revealed to you? What have you overcome that you could tell others, whether you're leading a Bible study or asked to give your testimony, or whatever it is. We have to keep thinking, how has God continually transitioned me? How has God continually transformed me? And pull those stories out, because they're the ones that give people hope. They're the ones that are going to impact them the most. And I think that when we are doing this in our work, it's really important that we think about, well, how do I do this? Because not all of us are speakers. Not all of us are called to be speakers. We're not going to be on a podcast. We're not going to be have a YouTube channel. But what can we do? And it is in building those relationships. And if we're used to telling our story and we've pulled those stories, when we build relationships with someone, especially in the marketplace, to introduce them to Jesus, then we need to know our handful of things that we can say, because that makes us less nervous to talk about Jesus. It makes us to be really bolder, and we've thought through it. There was this interesting activity that we did at our church years ago, and it was called the two-word story. And it was supposed to help us be able to talk to people we were trying to build relationships with in order to introduce them to Jesus. And the two-word story was actually our testimony done in basically two words. So you could, like, almost done like an elevator speech, right? But the word was the same. And so my two-word story was power. And a lot of people, they had a lot of different things, but I think I was the only person I knew that had power. But what did that mean? It's a way of being intriguing about your story without having to give a big long explanation. So I would say, you know, before I became a believer in Jesus, I was doing all of this in my own power because I grew up in church. I knew all the Bible verses. I knew all the songs. I knew all the stuff. I was doing it all in my own power. But how did Jesus change me? He changed me when I became a believer. I realized that I had no power and that he had all the power. And that's when I really fell in love with Jesus and understood that I needed to be submitted to his power. Now, if I
Yeah.
told you
So,
that short story, are you gonna ask me questions about it? Of course, right? So it is in crafting that, but at the same time, being willing to talk about those things. So
yeah. So good. So good. And in fact, I want to break down because you actually shared four different types of stories as you shared with us. I kind of want to go back and break it down because the first story about the center that you had and having to close that's kind of like a story of disappointment, right? Really feeling that this is something that God called you to do. And a lot of times when we think it's something that God called us to do, we assume it's going to be successful, right? It's
Yes,
going to
gonna
blow
blow
up.
up.
It's going to blow up. But sometimes he's calling us to learn certain things, to build certain things in our character. And he calls us to do the things so we can do those things, build our character, learn a skill set, whatever the case may be. So in that first story that you told us about, having to close down the center, I love how you said in telling that story, it's a reflection, right? It's a reflection of what you learned, what you went through. So whenever we're telling stories, there may be a reflection story that you can tell, right? A story of disappointment in your case, you reflected on that particular disappointment. So I love that you shared that story. Then the story that you told about the plan, the faith plan, and how that launch didn't go as you expected and how you thought it would be. That's a story sometimes of failure, right? That sometimes in life we're not going to always be successful of the things that we launch, the things that we put out initially, because there's things that we need to learn, there's things that we need to change, there's lessons. And so there's things that we learn from those things. And the third story I want to share with everyone that you mentioned, because you told a lot of stories, so let's break them down, was the MS story. So the MS story is something that I've heard you say before, like in emails and other things. And a lot of times getting a diagnosis, a story of a diagnosis. I have another young lady on the summit who got a diagnosis that shifted the trajectory of her life and her purpose and her mission once she got that diagnosis. So I feel like sometimes that health diagnosis story can be a huge story that helps people to understand pivots and shifts and changes in our lives and our directions and our path. So I love that diagnosis or health type of story that allows people to understand, reasons for pivoting, maybe reasons for shifting, and also relatable, right? Like what you said about being able to relate to other people. And then the fourth story that you just finished telling us was the, let me see if I remember, it was the MS, the,
two-word story.
two word. There you go. Thank you. I knew it. The two word story is a really great way to tell a short story, powerful story that's almost a testimonial and a story that really brings people closer to Jesus, right? So I love that you added that story because how can we simply share, why we're a believer and just picking one word or a phrase or two words and telling a short story around that and showing how Jesus has impacted you, or you became a follower of Jesus based on that one word or that phrase, I think is super powerful. So that's a powerful short story telling option. So I think that you really gave us a lot of options in different types of stories. So whether it's a story you're talking about a disappointment in your life, whether it's a story talking about a failure in your life, a story talking about a diagnosis, or a really short, powerful story that can impact people and bring people to Jesus as believers, as Christians, as men and women of faith. Those, I think, are all really great forms of stories and great examples that you shared with us through storytelling in your own life. So I love that. impact that you shared with the power of your story to influence in the marketplace.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So I'm going to end on this note. What one thing would you suggest to someone to step into the power of their story? As you talked about in your case, initially, you weren't really necessarily sharing your story. And sometimes the reason why people don't share their story is they're afraid to be vulnerable. There's a level of fear, there's a level of being judged, there's lots of levels of different things, comparison, all these things that go through our head. So I really want to talk to that person who maybe knows they have a powerful story. They have a diagnosis story, a failure story, a disappointment story, whatever the type of story it is that they have. But they haven't really stepped into the power of that. What one thing would you suggest to them to really step into the power of their story? It could be one word, it could be one phrase, or maybe it's one thought that you have about stepping into the power of their story.
I think what we need to remember always is that we each do have a story and it is worth sharing. It doesn't have to be polished. It doesn't have to be just what you see someone else doing, but it just has to be your own because each of our own stories serve the people that God has asked us to serve, whether that's in a ministry or in our workplace or in the marketplace. We've all navigated disappointments that can be of hope to someone else. We've all had to shift and realign our priorities and somebody that can give them a spark of insight. We've all grown in different ways with different setbacks. We can teach what we've learned and we can keep going. Even if success doesn't feel like it's the way we think it should go, we know that it's the perfect way to go. And if we share those things with others, we'll be more relatable and we will attract those that God has already ordained for us to serve.
Love it so much. Your story is worth sharing. That's what I heard. Your story is worth sharing. So definitely thank you for that powerful tip for someone who's wanting to step into the power of their story. Now, you've offered an amazing free download for our listeners of the summit, which is Psalm 90, a 7-day devotional journal. Tell us a little bit more about that devotional journal.
If you've ever studied Psalm 90, it is all about dwelling. So, dwelling with God, and it gives very practical ways of how you can do that. This was a sermon series actually at my church, and it's inspired me. I was just so taken aback. And Psalm 90 was written by Moses, and it's about dwelling. And I just think he's a great example of that relationship we have with God.
Awesome. I love it. And you've also been generous enough to gift our VIP attendees. So if you are a VIP listener, you've upgraded and opted into VIP, you will be able to have access to this VIP gift, which is the Story Clarity Session. So tell us a little bit more about the Story Clarity Session.
Well, what we're going to do is we're actually going to talk about the stories that you have, talk about who you're trying to attract. And there are questions at the beginning before we even meet, so I get a little bit of background on you. I've been called the masterminder expert, so the expert masterminder. So I'm hoping that through this, we'll be able to pull out and extract the stories that will be really significant for you to share. And give you some insights on how to share them as well.
That sounds wonderful. So if you're not already in VIP, I encourage you to upgrade, up level, and get into VIP. And I also encourage you to get access to that story clarity session to get clarity around the stories that you need to be sharing. So thank you so much, Deneen. If people want to connect with you outside of the summit, if they want to work with you, tell us a little bit more about the main work you do and how people can actually connect with you.
Yeah, so I do what is called the personalized faith plan, and that really is helping you to grow your faith so that it fuels the work that God is having you to do. It's really important that we understand God's design of us. So I do work with what the social sciences do for personal development. I do it for spiritual development. So it is all scientifically based. And so I love doing that. I love that God has given that to me. And what we're really going to do is give you a growth path, because I truly believe if you are okay with God, if you're filling up on Him, you're going to overflow in your life in a good way. So really, I would love for anyone who is interested to just have a call with me. My clarity call is absolutely free. It's a 30-minute session. Again, there are questions beforehand to really help us have the best conversation to see if this is where you're at. If you feel like your faith is stuck, if you're just overwhelmed, if you don't even know how you can keep up with it anymore because it just seems to have run away with you. That's the power of being able to find your rhythm because you know your design and see yourself really as connecting to God in the way that He wants you to connect with Him and then growing deeper in Him.
I love that. I love that so much. So definitely make sure that you connect with Deneen TB. In fact, today you're the second person that I've heard talk about faith fueling things. So if you have a goal, if you have a dream, if you have anything that you're desiring to accomplish on this side of heaven, you really have to have fuel to get that done, which means growing your faith, right? So definitely getting that personalized faith plan and connecting with Deneen will help you fuel your dreams, your goals, your passion, whatever it is that God is desiring for you to do in this season. So thank you so much, Deneen TB, for being a part of the Power of Your Story Summit.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.